Northwestern is world-renowned for its stellar academics, beautiful campus, and maybe most importantly, our position as America's best and sexiest mascot. This title comes from a 2022 survey of over 1,200 Americans by Quality Logo Products blog.
I think things are fun when there's a mascot.
That was Nick Heisler, freshman at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, where Boomer the Bobcat calls home. Heisler said that although Boomer might not be as popular as mascots like Willie at bigger schools, he's a great presence to have on campus.
The way he, like, walks, I don't know, he just seems so, like, fun. Like, he wants, you want to, like, take a picture with him, or, like, he walks by and he puts his hand up for a high five. Like, he's very approachable, I guess. That's the word. Not intimidating. Approachable.
When it comes to Willie, Weinberg freshman Jack Zoller said he deserves that top spot of America's mascot.
Willie the Wildcat is a great mascot. He's really engaging with the fans. His outfit is fantastic. He's a really good sense of style, to be honest.
Before Willie, Northwestern had Furpaw as its mascot, a bear cub from the Lincoln Park Zoo. And before that, the Fighting Methodists, an homage to the school's founders. Willie the Wildcat was born in 1924 after a Chicago Tribune article described the Northwestern football team as, quote-unquote, fighting like wildcats. Willie officially became the mascot in 1933, according to Northwestern magazine. Weinberg freshman Caroline Brody said Willie adds to the Northwestern spirit when our teams succeed and when they don't.
He's become kind of a campus celebrity. Sports culture, which I think is on the up and up here at Northwestern with our men's basketball team doing so well this year. So that's definitely one pro to Willie.
The Quality Logo Product Survey voted that Willie has, quote-unquote, the most game, earning him the top spot for America's sexiest mascot. He was followed by the United States Military Academy's Army Mule and Vanderbilt University's Mr. Commodore. Vanderbilt University freshman Eli Wastebird is passionate about defending Mr. C's honor.
Instead of a feral cat, we've got this really well put together army man. He's a gentleman, he's got good manners. He wears a coat, even to sporting events, so he's very, very professional, but in a very classy vintage way. And I think that's really respectable in someone, and I think respect is very sexy. And also, he's Jack.
Wastebird said that generally, mascots are a good way to build school spirit and community.
It's a way to personify a school and animate it. The mascots are made to embody the culture of the school. It's something that everyone can connect to by being an animated version of the school, and something that people can kind of turn to as a guide for how to involve themselves and immerse themselves in the school's culture.
However, Cornell University freshman Sonia Goenka said Cornell's mascot, Touchdown the Bear, has not been a large part of her college experience.
I really don't know much about Touchdown. He's pretty irrelevant to my life. There is a small, and when I say small, Instagram account that documents the guy who goes around in the bear costume and he takes pictures with people every now and then. This was definitely more prominent, though, at the beginning of the year. I've not seen him for months online. And other than that, like, I really don't have much of his presence in my life.
Goenka also said the concepts of mascots having sex appeal didn't make much sense to her, but could have a positive impact on other campuses.
Mascots having sex appeal probably are more unifying because people like the look of the mascot, but Touchdown does not fit that category. He's a big hairy bear.
McCormick Jr. Elias Rivera Vasquez says Willie is fully deserving of his sexiest mascot title.
What sells him as the sexiest mascot in America is, like, one, his height, and two, like, his physique. I think most other mascots across the nation are kind of like bulkier. Not to be like, you know, bulk shaming other mascots or anything, but like, I think what does it for Willie the Wildcat is, you know, he's a nice, tall, slim individual. And yeah.
Willie may not have helped Northwestern's football team win this fall, but it seems as though he has still captured our campuses and America's hearts. From Willie to Boomer the Bobcat to Mr. Commodore and Touchdown the Bear, mascots fulfill all sorts of roles in the culture, spirit, and character of universities across the country. For WNUR News, I'm Mary Randolph.